In the final scene of Ibsen's 1879 groundbreaking masterwork, A Doll's House, Nora Helmer makes the shocking decision to leave her husband and children and begin a life on her own. In the new play, A Doll's House Part 2, it dares to wonder what Nora has been up to since she slammed that door. The play received 8 2017 Tony Award nominations. Joe Colarco directs A Doll's House Part 2 on Barrington Stage Company's main stage in Pittsfield through July 28th. Layla Robbins stars as Nora. Robbins appeared in the Roundabout Theater Company's revival of George Bernard Shaw's Heartbreak House, and other Broadway appearances include Frozen, The Herbal Bed, and The Real Thing by Tom Stoppard. Large and small screen credits include Deception, Murder in the First, Homeland, Bored to Death, and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Layla Robbins to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, Joe. Thank you.
Well, it's a delight to have you on the program.
It's a pleasure to be here. It came through some torrential rain here in the Berkshires to get to you, but I am indeed dry.
Well, let us talk about this amazing play, A Doll's House Part 2. I saw this on Broadway. I was bowled over. It is amazing. And I'm interested, so when did your familiarity when did you start to become familiar with this play? When did it come on your radar?
Actually, I had seen Lucas Hanath, our playwright's play, The Christians. And I'd never written a fan letter to a writer before, but I found him on Facebook and I wrote to him and I said, I just saw your play, The Christians, and I would love to do your work someday. You know, I'm waiting in line with my hand raised. And then I saw the play on Broadway and loved it and thought, oh, this is a fascinating piece of work and challenging, and maybe someday I'd get to do it. And then I also went to, I saw Laurie Metcalf do it. I saw Julie White do it. And then the director, Joe Colarco, just offered it to me out of the blue, and I was thrilled to take on the challenge.
So let's talk about that challenge. What is the challenge in playing this role and playing such an iconic, even though a new play, but an iconic character in the theatrical canon?
Well, I guess, first of all, she talks for an hour and a half, basically. I mean, Nora, there are 5 scenes, and Nora is in every single one of them. So just the stamina to do it and in a corset and, you know, and heels on a rake stage has its own physical challenges. But also, you know, she is a very strong woman, and some of her philosophies about marriage. She's been writing books about women since she's left her family and her home. And she's sort of she's a pioneer and sort of looking into the future. And some of her philosophy about marriage is not perhaps popular with some audience members, but it's a very interesting thing to investigate. And for a while, my character, you know, it's the feeling of feeling that your ideas are landing a bit on mute ears. In that, it's a tough philosophy to follow for some people. But then she has a redeeming moment at the very end, and I think the play is very well balanced as far as the arguments between the husband and the wife, and her daughter, and also the maid Anne Marie, and her nanny, and also the woman who had raised her. But it's just the dialogue goes fast, it goes quick. There are large speeches. There are just several challenges to it, and I'm really enjoying taking it on, and it's very thrilling and exciting to meet it every night.
Let us not forget just how funny it is, too. It is hilariously funny.
Yes. Oh, I mean, it's not funny in a sort of a sitcom land the joke sort of way, but the circumstantial comedy is just wonderful. And Hanath, the playwright, just surprises you. It's also got a contemporary language to it. So it's sort of 15 years later after Nora has left. But in another sense, there's a sort of contemporary patina on it, with the language, with the way we are physically in our corsets. It's got this slightly futuristic feeling to it as well. And it's really a lot of fun. The audiences the other night just were really having a great time.
When you look for something, a role at this point, what are you looking for? What is it that grabs you and say, oh, this sounds fun?
Oh, you know, it's so funny. I used to say if I read a script and if my blood started, you know, circulating in the opposite direction, that was probably the thing I should do.
Oh, that sounds
other words,
fun. Yeah.
There's a sense of a little bit of fear, a little bit of, oh, wow, I wonder if I could do this.
Yeah.
I like to take on something that perhaps I wouldn't initially think have all the answers for, you know, just something that sort of stimulates me and inspires me to push into a direction of my psyche that perhaps hasn't been fully explored. I think that roles come to you for a reason. That sounds a little spiritual, but I think there are different times in your life when perhaps approaching a particular role means something to you personally, or something you should learn through that person's personality or psyche or wearing those shoes. I always find it a very personal journey.
And when you take on something like this particular production, do you think of it of, is part of the draw that you are with it for a certain amount of time and then you're not and you can move on to something else? Or do you also look for things that you can be with for a while?
Oh, no, I love a long run. Here at the Barrington Stage, you know, there we perform for 2.5 weeks. It's very, very quick.
Yep.
And I'd love to work on it longer, because with a well-written play, there's always more and more to find. And you continue to explore and you continue to find moments. I once did a play with Uta Hagen, a very famous acting teacher and actress, who
sure.
We did a play for 9 months off-Broadway, and then we toured for 3 months. And on the final performance, she came off stage and says, oh, my God, now I know how to say that line. So you continue to find things, and that's the joy of it. And with a short run, you know, you don't get that opportunity, because things start to really marinate and really start to settle in. And finally, the lines, just the task of having the lines in you, they're deeper in you, and you can really start to play with things. I would love to do this for a longer period of time, but as it is, summer stock goes quickly.
Yeah, and compare that to a television role that you have an arc. You're there for a while, and you get to dig in a little bit.
Well, on a television show, I suppose the character is with you, but the scenes obviously keep changing with every episode that you do. And with television, you don't rehearse. You rarely get to rehearse with the people that you're in the scene with. So all the work has to be done very, very quickly. And I guess a great joy for me is just rehearsal. I love rehearsing. I love experimenting with something today, and I'll do it different tomorrow, and basically find out which direction you want to go with it. And with television or film, you have to work very quickly, and you don't get the luxury of that sort of process. And I love the process. That's probably my favorite part.
Is the process.
Yeah.
And do you get that process more on stage than you do in television or film?
Absolutely, because often, you know, there is no time or money for rehearsal process. Sometimes with a film, you might meet with the other actors and maybe work on it for a day, or if something is very physical in a film, you might work through it. But often you just have to show up with your performance and then sort of in the moment adapt to whoever's acting with you and what the circumstances of the room are. Or I remember when I did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it was my first Hollywood film, and I walked in and, like, well, these are your children, and now we're going to do the scene with this, you know. And I haven't even had a moment to say hello to the kids to even get to know who they are, much less feel that I'm their mother. So all of that has to be done sort of on your own, which has its own challenges. I mean, the stage and the screen are similar in many ways, but also very different. It's almost like apples and oranges in some ways, the kind of work that you do.
Okay, because you brought up Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and I love that movie so much. You played Steve Martin's wife in that movie. You were the one he was trying to get home to for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And what was that experience like? Not only working with these two these two giants of comedy, both John Candy and Steve Martin, but also John Hughes and just everything about it that was legendary.
I had done one independent film, and then this is my second movie, and it was my first Hollywood film. And they flew me out, and John Hughes didn't like the house that they had built as the interior. So they sent me back home for a week. Then I came back out. And by that time, I think they were quite over budget and over time, because they'd been filming all the stuff with John Candy and Steve Martin out on the road. So a lot of my stuff was by myself or with my children or answering the phone. And it was only in the final days that I got to work with those two wonderful gentlemen in the final scene when Steve Martin brings John Candy home and we have Thanksgiving dinner. So my time with those two gentlemen was very brief, but they were so lovely and so nice to me. And you know, I was quite green, and they couldn't have been more encouraging or accommodating or lovely to me, and I had a really nice time. It was a lot of fun.
But you learn, I assume, whatever you do. I mean, you were very, at the beginning of your career, but I mean, you learn in all of these roles different things, I assume. And if not, what fun is it?
I'm sorry, you said I learn?
With each role comes a learn. An opportunity to learn, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. There is no, final destination, as I was discussing with Harriet Harris, who had just did The Royal Family, the musical out here at Barrington Stage. And, you know, it's just constantly, you're learning something on every single show that you do. I mean, you're either going to learn something from the director that you've never thought about before, or a fellow actor will challenge you in a way that's interesting. And I tell young actors, often they get a little fixated on a result of having a career or having success or making money, that really you have to be in love with the process. And if you're not, then you might as well do something else, because really that's all there is. And all the success or kudos or reviews or awards or whatever the game is, those are just sort of a cherry on top. But you must be in love with your craft, and to focus on your craft, and to focus on bettering that craft and learning from people around you, and especially people that have gone before you. There's a lot to learn.
Layla Robbins plays Nora in A Doll's House Part 2 at Barrington Stage Company through the 28th of July. Layla, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. And just for the record, it's Lila.
Lila. Lila. Lila Robbins.
I know it looks like Layla.
L-A-I-L-A.
My sisters are Biba, Dinah, and Zyga.
So all right.
It's Lila.
Lila, thank you very much for being patient with my mispronunciation of your name.
That's
Have a
okay.
beautiful run, and I thank you for being on the program.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.